You remain undefeated and you remain undefeated. You got in trouble. Did you go to jail? That applies if you have a tattoo that you regret. Okay. Yeah, you're excited. Yeah, what do you have that you regret?
I have my ex's initials.
You have your ex's initials, yeah. Very dumb, very stupid. Regrettable, even. Yeah, how long were you together?
4 years.
Okay, well, that's understandable. Did you think about getting it covered up or removed?
I just had it covered up last week.
Oh, nice. What'd you put over it?
Butterflies.
Oh, that's dumb as well. Oh, makes you hungry for a good one. What was the, how'd you guys break up?
Long story short, he's in prison.
He's in prison. Yeah, that'll do it right there. Prison is one of the bad ones. I mean, that's, is he in prison because, during or after?
He was in prison during, and then I finally ended it after.
Wait, hold on. You went to prison during your relationship and you stayed with him?
Yeah.
Dude, Ohio is crazy. Wait, what happened? I'm so interested. I love how silent the room gets. Not even a titter of laughter. Everyone's like, let's listen. Let's listen and learn from her. I don't want to hear anything when she tells us her story. My ex is in prison too. Go on, queen.
Needless to say, he's a piece of shit.
Needless to say? Well, I mean, first of all, I love convicts. The incarceration rate in this country is too high. I'm a liberal, so you guys haven't seen this before, but I love... Jailbirds, more like free birds to me. I want to watch them fly. I want to watch them prosper. Finn's not picking up steam at all. The only criminals in my mind are the police. And the only free men in the world are the men behind bars. No, what did he do? I'm sorry. What did he do?
He ran from his parole.
Right, so that's not what he originally did. You don't get born with parole. I was born into a parole family. My daddy was on parole, his daddy was on parole. And it turns out if you run, that's... What was, like, the original thing?
Robbing a pharmacy.
Oh, for, like, fentanyl. Well, I know they don't have fentanyl. I mean, maybe at the pharmacies in Ohio. I have a headache. Here, take some fentanyl, man. I think these bricks are made of fentanyl, actually, over here. Because they have so much of it here. He robbed a pharmacy. Was he a drug addict? Or a drug dealer?
Yes, both.
Yeah. Right. And then, okay, so then you went to prison, and then you stayed with him?
Yeah.
How long did you... Is this upsetting to you? Okay, I know. You seem casual or really upset. You're like, I've done this multiple times. So, which time? How long did you stay with him for while he was in prison? 2 years. Oh, gosh. You were taking care of him. I love this motherfucker. Everyone else is truly aghast, and this guy's like, I'm at the comedy show. Getting my laughs in. He's like, if the laughs stop, bro, I'm getting my laughs. He's like, I paid for at least 100 laughs tonight. I'm taking the opportunities. Wait, you were caring for his son, like your collective son or his son?
His son.
Oh. I've never met like a female cuckold in this way. I'm sorry, I apologize, but I'm not. Okay, wait. Okay, so you met him. Did he have a kid at the time when you met him? Okay, that'd be funny if he was like, no, he had one during our relationship with someone else. Okay, so he had a kid. You like the kid?
I love the kid.
Okay, you still see the kid or no way? Okay, mommy's gone. Yeah, understood. Okay, so you loved the kid loved you.
Yes.
He goes to prison for robbing a pharmacy. Well, for running from his parole. Did he rob the pharmacy while you were with him?
No.
No, okay. Was he clean and sober when you were with him?
When I first met him?
Yeah.
Okay,
got you. Right. And then he ran from the parole because he had drugs on him, and they caught him, and he ran. Okay. This has become an episode of Cops. I'm like, the show's over, the laughs are over, but for this guy. I'm like, no longer are we having fun, but we are learning a lot. As you're like, it was a harrowing, harrowing show to watch. Okay, so he runs, because he relapses, he runs, and then you're left with the kid. 2 years, how often did you visit him in prison?
When he was in the jail, every weekend, and he was here to provide the hospital.
I've seen him in... about 2 years. You
haven't seen him in 2 years.
It was how quickly you backed down. I think if you had stood on that, they would have joined, but you're like, oh my God, I can't. That is not the Sarah my mother raised. That is, I don't know what came over me. I tried to start an applause and nobody went with me. That was like this guy laughing, except he didn't care. You know what I mean? It really goes to show it's all about the energy you put forward. Holy shit. So you never went to the prison. Did you? He's in Florida right now? Yeah, that's a good place for him, I would say. did you ever like officially break up with him?
Yes.
Was he behind bars when you did that?
Yes.
How, was it through the glass? Did you ever do the hand on the glass? No? Okay. All right, so you just called him and you're like, we're done? He did not break up with you, did he? Okay, but he didn't break up with you, did he? Okay, you were just like, hey, I can't do this anymore because you've been incarcerated. Did he take it well?
No.
Dude, that's confidence. That's like this guy all over again. Babe, it doesn't matter where I am. Okay, all right, cool. Well, here's what I'll say about a tattoo that you regret. It's crazy how one tattoo can turn into a real clusterfuck. You should have gotten beneath his initials like a Roman numeral for every year he was in the clink. Like Shawshank. What?
My initials are WD, so I wanted to get dash 40 and then...
Yeah, I don't think that's like a cooler tattoo. I fucking hate Greece. People come after this the show and they'll be like, yo, I had like a crazy story. Like my boyfriend was in prison and my boyfriend was in prison. That's like a good example of like a good crowd work story. Like, it's interesting, we explore it, there's layers, she took care of the kid, that's dark. What, so if you have a thing like that and you wanna be a part of doing crowd work with me, for like 5 minutes before I close out the show, I'm gonna give you an opportunity to shout out or raise your hand, whatever makes you feel more comfortable, and we can see if we can make it funny together, and if not, I'll just close out the show. But the one thing I'll say is don't fucking do it unless you're willing to be on the internet, because I'm not some guy with, yes.
I just wanna know if you got a tattoo when he was in prison.
Oh, you wanna just It's not a fireside chat. You can't reopen the floor to another crowd member. What? You got the tattoo while he was in prison? You fucking idiot! And I hate that was a really good question. You fucking nailed that. What the fuck? That was your first thought? Did anyone else think that? How do you get caught? Well, by the police, I would assume. What? Not everyone gets to have one question for an hour. How did he get caught? Just in case, if it's too, I'll do it like challenging a play in football, where you guys can keep having questions as an audience if the answers are interesting. Otherwise, you lose your time out. You know what I mean? Okay, how did he get caught?
Okay.
Oh, fuck, you were right!
Underneath my air conditioner.
What's up with this audience that you guys each... Did you come as a group to fuck with me? What game of escape room are we playing right now where everyone's like, I have a little clue back here. Like, fuck, I thought I did a good job in that crowd work and each and every one of you is like, you left a stone unturned. Detectives, what the fuck was that? There was a police chase for him and he was hiding under your air conditioner?
He was in my apartment.
Yeah.
Like,
Were you in there?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah,
always
my friends
talk about
whatever.
Oh my god! You're a genius, Kate. You remain undefeated and you remain undefeated. You got in trouble. Did you go to jail?
No.
Okay.
Felon.
You're a felon?
I'm very proud of that.
You're proud of being a felon? You're proud of what?
Never going to jail.
That you've never gone to jail?
No.
Yeah, I mean... If we could back up for 1 second, to take the opposite side of that, I'd rather spend a night in jail than be a felon. No? All right. Just me. Sorry. I'm a different type of guy. Pick me, guy. I guess my kink is I'm innocent. All right. Wait, so, okay, so you hid and you aided and abated. Aided and abetted. Is that what you got? What'd you go down for?
Making false statements.
Oh, you did an interview with the police.
I pretty much said that he wasn't there when he was.
Oh. You're his ghetto queen. You're his loyal ghetto queen. Dude, everyone needs to find them a ghetto queen like you. I haven't been 100% on my taxes. I was wondering if you might be willing to take the fall for that one. Do you do white collar or just blue collar crime? Okay, so the police, so when the day he got caught, you're in there, the police come knocking. They go, we're coming in, or they go, is someone in there?
They asked if I had seen him, and I said no.
Right, and I think we all know now. He was under her Frigidaire, so she had in fact seen him. Yeah. Her friend's like, stop right now. You go to the show with your lawyer. She's like, as your counsel, I cannot protect you from whatever trans. What? Transpires. Yes. Thank you. Okay. You guys got frustrated that I forgot that word. And I would have been too. I would have been like, transpires, you fucking idiot. But. It's a little higher pressure when you're up here, actually. So. That's my thing. I'm cute. I'm innocent. But, sorry. What? Yeah.
So, I don't think that she hasn't said, but technically...
Oh, I see. So you're being like, share more. You're already a felon. You have nothing to lose. It's not like you got away with it. Like, you... Yeah, I guess you're not going to go back, though. You got convicted of this. You were married. Yeah, you definitely buried the lead on that one, for sure. So you married this guy. You hid him under your air conditioner, like a reverse Elf on the Shelf. A JC under the AC. Man, that was someone tried to start a woo for that, and everyone else was like, I don't think. Wait, okay, you guys, you're entitled to one more question since you. What was the question?
How did they meet?
Oh. You guys don't miss over here. Okay, yeah, let's do it. How did you meet?
I was working at.
I was a fentanyl pill. And he starts chopping me up with a credit card.
We got to the halfway house and he's saying,
oh, my God. Okay, so you were... It's more of a lesson? Oh, you've learned your lesson. I'm not here to scold you. The only lesson I've learned is listen to the audience more. Because the audience knows all kinds of things that I haven't even considered. So are you still married?
Technically, yes, I'm not.
Account right now, you're doing it correctly. How do you have the? Why is this audience so intuitive? Thank you for. for starting this. Thank you for, that was two things you said that were highly intuitive. Thank you for bringing us there. We're like, it's like the Chilean plane crash. Like, this is, not, I mean, not quite. We're not going to eat each other's flesh, you know. That's some shit she would have done when she was married to him. But I'm just saying, together we've become a unit. I want you on the road. Every show I have like a posse of 40 people. That's the Crabber team. Okay. You're technically still married to this guy? You're going through a divorce right now. Okay. Okay. I think we're done here, but if anyone else has a thing, I will let you go because you guys are fucking batting 1,000.
Where's the kid at?
He's hiding in the air conditioner still. Okay.
Can you close this in his room?
Okay, okay. All right. It had to end eventually. Everyone's like, fuck her. Bully her now, beat her. Sorry.
I should be taking care of his dog.
You're still taking care of his dog. Okay. I love that you tried to give her that on a technicality, but what's his dog's name? Heroin? What? Medusa? Because it, because something turned someone into stone. Okay. All right. I love it. We had such a great experience there, and together you guys were like, this sucks again. You're the most fickle asshole-ish. I think it's because you're good crowd work comedians. That when you see me lose at the joke, you're like, I could have done that. Fuck, I'm sorry, I'm like a bad cult leader. I'd be like, every time you guys are like, that was fine. Alright, let's do, okay, two stories, we're gonna close out the show. That was awesome, okay? Thank you for that. I appreciate that. That was, I've never even gotten to watch my own show. That's what you did, is you took the show onto your backs. And I called you a cuckold earlier, I was kind of the cuckold there. I was just like, ask her one more, what happened? Crowd work cuckold, and then what did she do? Look at him, don't look at me. It makes me so hard when you look at him.